everyone, it's Chrysanthemum Cliff, and welcome to the April 2020 episode of We're So Xmas. Due to the quarantine, Heather and I are in different locations this month, so we thought we'd try something a little bit different and record our podcast via a Zoom call. That means a couple of things. First, if you head over to facebook.com/We're So Xmas or We're So Xmas.com, you can watch us instead of just listening. It also means there are going to be a handful of things in this podcast that reference stuff that you won't be able to see since podcasts are pretty much just audio. I suggest you ignore those parts. I hope you're doing as well as possible, that you're as safe as possible, and remember, there are only 8 more months until Christmas.
Chrysanthemum Cliff,
yes.
Welcome.
Heather, thank you so much for having me.
I think you're having me. You're the digital mastermind behind the last few weeks. So thank you.
It's really all relative. So, you know, I think we're a team, and that's really the most important part. Mm-hmm. I love that you have a headdress of some sort for every occasion. It makes me very happy.
I don't even know exactly what this is.
I love it absolutely so much.
But I have been doing a lot of Christmas decluttering from the Christmas boxes.
Sure.
And this is not getting thrown away.
No, you should keep that forever.
It feels a little, I feel a little like Stevie Nicks with it. Like,
oh. And you actually have a Stevie Nicks costume. You could add that to your Stevie Nicks costume and you're done. You'd never need another Halloween costume ever.
Now here we go again, we feel the Christmas feeling. Don't keep that tinsel to yourself.
I don't think there's anything that makes me happier than your ability to do that just off the cuff, almost on cue. It's kind of amazing, to be honest.
Singing songs?
Well, but that's not a song, Heather. That's a song you literally made up while we were talking right here. And they're good. Like, I am a make up songs as I wander around the house person as well, but mine are never as good as yours are. Yours always rhyme. They always work, like, in the context of the actual real song. Like, I honestly did not know if you were singing a Fleetwood Mac song there or if it was going to turn into a Christmas song, and it just turned into a Christmas song. It's great. I love it.
Well, it's a good thing that we podcast then, because with this very specific skill set that I have, what else could I do with my life?
You could probably figure out something.
Childcare, maybe. I'd be a good nanny, I think.
Weird Heather Yankovic?
Yes!
Do you know how to play the accordion?
No, but I have several guitars and I have a harp here at the house.
Like a full-sized harp?
No, it's a small one.
Do you know how to play the harp?
Cliff, I will say that I've taken many instrument lessons in my life, and I can play many instruments a little bit.
That's good enough. That's really good enough.
Nothing reeded, though. I don't know how to play any reeded instruments.
Oh, it's ridiculously hard. Don't even try.
Brass, though? Yes. Percussion? Yes.
Interesting.
Things with strings? Yes.
Nice. Yeah, I can also play brass things and string things. Not drums very well, though. Like, drums are,
you know. Drums was me in high school bands.
Oh, that's cool. That's cool.
I had a very strong lower forearm muscle from the bass drum.
You have to. I played bass drum in a parade once.
Ooh, I love parades. Right? Christmas parades specifically.
Yes, I was not in Christmas parades. I was in really hot summer parades playing the trumpet. But one time I got to play the bass drum.
The bass drum is fun because it's relatively easy. Mm-hmm. And it's very loud. And I felt important. Like, I was the only one doing it. So, if I didn't do it, who would do it, Cliff?
The downside, though, is they're super heavy. Like, they're really heavy. And I had to walk 3.5 miles with a bass drum. Like, that's a long ways.
Well, you're so strong, Cliff.
I was 13, maybe 12. I don't know if I was very strong. But I did it. That's what matters, is I did it.
I like imagining your red-haired child, Carter, with a bass drum.
He does play the drums, so it is always a possibility.
He does! We should have him on! We should have him on the show.
He could do a little ratchet. He also plays the bells, because when you play the drums in elementary school, you also have to play the bells. So he could probably play like Jingle Bells or something on him.
The possibilities are endless. And it reminds me of the fact, we were just talking about this, Cliff, about how normally this is the time of year when all the Christmas movies would be filming.
Yeah.
However, what's going on with that?
So I kind of ran across this article. So Hilary Burton, I unfortunately do not know who she is, but apparently she was on One Tree Hill, a TV show that I've never seen. So have you ever seen One Tree Hill?
Yes.
Okay, so you're more prepared to talk about Hilary Burton than I am.
But she everyone was on One Tree Hill is very attractive, Cliff.
Oh, so Hilary Burton is probably a very nice looking person formerly on One Tree Hill. But she was also in Christmas on the Bayou, Last Chance for Christmas, A Christmas Wish, the One Tree Hill Reunion, The Christmas Contract. So she's done some Christmas work. She's big time into the Lifetime Television for Women Christmas TV shows. Mm-hmm. So someone was talking to her and she's like, we're all here in quarantine and my Christmas movie that I was supposed to film for Christmas 2020 is supposed to start filming in May. And like, I remember last year, most of these movies start filming in, you know, April, May, June, because they have to film them and then, you know, get all, you know, a movie like that takes, you know, a couple weeks or a month to film, and then they have to get it back and they have to do the sound and they have to do the editing and they have to do all that stuff and get it ready to launch. I mean, some of those movies start launching in October, late October, early November.
What are we going to do, Cliff? We're going to have Carter performing.
Absolutely. On a drum. He could be the little drummer boy.
Yes.
It's perfect. It's absolutely perfect. So I was hoping that you, with your nearly infinite amount of creativity, could come up with a movie that we could film entirely via Zoom, like we are right now, for release on, say, the Hallmark Channel. Just a little ask that I think you can do.
Yes. Yes. I think that it starts out with a company Zoom meeting.
Absolutely.
And the new guy who is the owner's son
has to be,
who just got a big raise. Yes. And is now in charge of things.
Sure.
Yes. Is late to the Zoom
meeting. Oh no.
Yes.
Terrible.
So the digital girl yes. is angry because she put this all together and she's like, our owner's son late, who is now my boss. What the heck? And then they fall in love via Zoom. They fall in love.
Do they get to meet each other at the end? Is that the ending? Finally, they get to actually, you know, they Zoom and they Zoom and they Zoom and they FaceTime and they, you know, they build this relationship. And then the very, like the reveal at the end, like normally when the girl would be back on her hometown farm and meeting the young Christmas tree salesman and they finally fall in love, is the reveal of this movie, they finally get to actually see each other in real life?
Yes. And then their wedding is via Zoom.
Ooh, because that makes me kind of sad. Like they get out and they have to go back into quarantine.
Well, no, they're going to go off and get married
somewhere else
for a destination wedding. Perfect. And then they're in like a cabin alone. And then their family Zooms in.
Do you think you can legally like have a, you know, your priest Zoom into a meeting? Is that a legal wedding? Can you perform a wedding in quarantine?
It has to be, Cliff.
Right?
It has to be.
I would be very angry. It has to be.
I'm walking with you right now because I have to get my phone charger.
Absolutely. It's like a tour. I like the tour.
It is a tour. Yay.
What have you been thinking about Christmas and quarantines? Like that was actually, I will be honest, like I expected a lot and you delivered on our Christmas quarantine movie. So.
Well, I love when you challenge me this way. We get on here together. We haven't pre-discussed.
No.
And then all of a sudden it's like we come up with magic.
People think that you probably spend hours like preparing for a podcast, and Heather and I spend maybe minutes. Like we do a little bit of individual preparation, but I would say by the time we start actually like pressing play or pressing record, I guess, because you record a podcast, you don't play it, that we've probably spoke to each other about what the actual content of our podcast will be for maybe 3 minutes, sometime as much as five. And you're back.
I'm back. Yes, I plugged my phone in because we are live.
Absolutely.
From Heather's mom's house.
Heather's mom's house. That's a good place to be during the quarantine.
Right. So Heather's mom's internet is not great. So we are on Heather's iPhone's hotspot. And I didn't realize how quickly that juice would drain.
Absolutely.
So we're plugged in and we've got our movie and we're going to execute it.
I love it.
And I already know which coworkers are going to star in it.
Excellent. Oh, so we're going to make this movie now.
Yes.
Fantastic.
We have to. Nikki Seven.
Yes, she'd be good. Is she going to be the lead?
I think she should.
I love her name so much. She sounds like she's a spy, but that's actually her legit name, and I love it so much.
Yes.
It's great.
I think she needs to be invited. Perfect. I mean, I think she might be expensive. We should probably contact her agent.
There's no way that Hallmark is not going to option this once they see the magic we've created. So
I know.
Spare no expense, Heather. That's what I would say. Spare none. Okay. Will Nikki be wearing some sort of tree skirt through the entire Zoom process, though?
So Nikki has red hair.
True.
And I think she should wear green. So she's got the red and green kind of Christmas bounding.
Yep. I love it. Yeah. Absolutely love it. Love it. Perfect. What do you want to talk about?
I want to talk about the fact now, I'm personally not upset about the distancing and the
plan. No, it hasn't been too bad.
I am grateful for the blessings that we all have. Mm-hmm. I'm looking at the optimistic, bright side of this, where this is not a zombie attack. That's not why we're all locked up in our homes. Like, this is a virus that we're beginning to understand, and we know the basic things to do to stay healthy. Yeah. So let's do them. Like, it's not as bad as it could be. So mm-hmm. I choose to look at all the positive things.
Yeah. And I mean, it's pretty terrible for some people, but you know, I think that looking at the bright side of things, it could be way worse for a lot of people. So
right.
Look at the bright side and try and take care of those people that are having a little bit rougher of a time.
Exactly. Certainly I'm not decreasing the pain that people who physically have it or experiencing, or the loss of loved ones. Absolutely not. The heroism of our healthcare. I'm not, but this is not an asteroid that hit the earth.
No.
And blew us all up. You know, we can fight this.
I watched Shaun of the Dead last night, and a zombie outbreak would be way worse, way worse.
Right. So I'm grateful for the chance to be healthy by staying home. I'm grateful for all of this stuff. And I was just thinking, you know, I saw, I think it was out of the UK.
Yeah, it was.
They're a little bit more pessimistic, I think, than the Americans are about long term. I think that the American side of things, we want to get back to work. We want to do all this stuff. But this report out of the UK said, listen, we might be celebrating Christmas social distance.
Yeah.
Emotionally prepare yourselves for that. And I think that there's more that we can do than just emotionally preparing ourselves. I think that we can take this opportunity to say, this is the time to start really investing in some of our virtual connectivity. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, just throw whatever wish lists out the window that you had before, and let's focus on how we can upgrade our digital experiences with our loved ones.
Absolutely.
So one of the things that you love, Cliff, that you've been trying to sell me on for so long, and I've never gotten it, but finally.
It was a mistake on your part to wait this long. It took a trip to Lowe's to, of all places, to rectify this problem, but I'm glad you got there. What did you get?
So I bought an Amazon Echo Dot.
Nice.
From my mom's house. And I got it. Because I think everybody's mom should have an Amazon Echo or an Echo Dot. It is the perfect thing for moms, because instead of having to deal with downloading things and typing and, you know, all this stuff technology. You just speak it. You just say what you want. You tell Alexa and she does it for you.
Yep.
So I think that it's, even though it's higher technology than what we're used to, it's easier technology.
Yeah. And they work so easy. Like the talking to them is so simple.
Yes. So, and I have iProducts, Apple products.
Yeah.
Siri though doesn't hear me as well as Alexa hears me.
Absolutely agreed.
So I think that if you have a parent with Apple and that maybe they aren't as swift with Apple, give the Alexa Amazon products a try because they're a little more user-friendly, I would say.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, one thing I will say too is I've met a lot of people that like, I mean, even when I got my first one, I have, I think seven now, roughly seven.
You're about, a show off.
I have one in my garage. That's how many I have. I think the only room in my house that does not have one is actually this room. but I initially was like, what would you use it for? Like, why would you want one? And the longer you have them, the more you will find out things to do with them. They do. I love just saying, hey, play this music. I spent the entire time I was making dinner the other day, I was just asking her to play just song after song after song after song that I wanted to hear. I love using it to do like recipe conversions. Like, so if you're cooking Christmas cookies and you want to double your recipe, it's very easy to say, you know, what is, you know, X number of tablespoons in a cup, that kind of thing. It's,
you've got Audible where you can have her read you books.
Yep. It's great for listening to podcasts like ours. Yeah. It is great for like finding out what the weather is or the weather is going to be tomorrow, that kind of thing. But you know what the last thing you can do with it is? I don't know if you know this or not. You probably do, but I'm not sure if you do. Did you know if you say, Alexa, open the Christmas station, that it will play our Christmas music all year?
Yes, I did, actually.
Very good. I like it a lot.
My favorite thing, and this is part of why I wanted to talk about this today. My favorite thing is that, let's say, because I'm at my mom's house
now. Yeah.
Let's say I'm back in Seattle, but I have set this up to be able to control it from my phone.
Yep.
So if I want to play a song for my mom on Christmas morning, and I'm not here,
yeah,
I can get that queued up and then I can speak her in and say, good morning, mom, Merry Christmas.
Yeah.
And then I can hit the song and I can control the volume and she can wake up to the sound of me wishing her Merry Christmas and playing a song for her. And
it's so cool.
I think it literally is the next best thing to being with someone physically.
Yep. I was telling Heather that if you want to take it like slightly to the next level, you can get the Amazon Echo Shows that actually have a screen. So you can actually just like, I mean, kind of like we're doing now where we're actually seeing each other, but you can do it through your Echoes and you can actually call people. And it's kind of one of those weird like Jetson future things where you actually can just, you know, voice chat with each other on these little weird devices that you keep in your kitchen. So it's a cool thing too.
I have to see if they have it at Lowe's.
Yeah, of course, because where else would you get one? Yeah.
Well, not every place is open, Cliff. Like, and you know, I don't want to be that person who just flagrantly is ordering stuff all the time. Like, I want to be like tactical about it.
I am a flagrant orderer. They're here every day. Well, maybe not every day, but I order a lot of things off of Amazon, like a lot of things off of Amazon. But in my defense, when I'm buying from Amazon here, I'm shopping locally.
Yeah. No, right? I think it's great. I'm excited. I do like Lowe's though, because yeah. I can get a lot of things that I need all in one.
An Amazon Echo and plywood.
Yeah. And I got a new shower head for my mom and gift cards for, like to send in the mail to
put there.
Yeah. They're like, it's good. I like to plan it out so that my trips are less
strategic. Yeah. Lowe's has everything. I would have never in a million years guessed that you could have gotten an Echo there though. Like there are 40 stores I would have said that you could get an Echo at before I would have picked Lowe's. And I love that you got it there.
I only like was in that aisle because I was dodging away from someone who was rushing me. I'm sure that everyone has experienced that moment where you got your mask on, you are staying 6 to 10 feet away from everyone, you're being very responsible, and then you're in a store and someone is just not paying attention and they're plowing down and you're like, whoa, like, and you, I don't say whoa, but in my head I'm like, whoa.
I like to think that you actually do. Like, maybe you don't realize you do it, but other people are like, what's with that weird lady?
Whoa!
I was at a grocery store the other day that actually had, like, lanes, I guess. Like, you were supposed to only go up a aisle one way. And then I was like, oh, this is so cool. And then every single person in the store was just like, whatever. So
those people make me mad.
They make you go, whoa!
Yeah.
See how weird it looks when you do it? That's
honestly what I do is I judge and shame them. So when they are coming the wrong way and they try to pass me, instead of just like, imagine I have a mask on.
Sure, you're Bane.
Instead of like just letting them pass me over here, I literally do this.
Give them a bunch of side eyes, they pass, then you turn away.
I plaster myself as far away from them as I can get as they pass me, as though it's like, no!
I love it. Absolutely love it.
I was actually talking to someone about this because I get very judgy when I'm out because it's like I'm trying so hard to do what we're supposed to
right?
do.
Right? Yeah, you're trying to stay healthy.
And the mask is about caring about others. Mm-hmm. It's not about protecting myself. So like, I wear a mask, it protects you. I want you to wear a mask to protect me.
Absolutely.
And then when people don't, it's like I get very angry, but then I have to stop and say, well, I want to believe that you have had the virus, you got over it, and now you're immune, so you're not going to give it to me.
True.
Now, I don't think that's true, but I want to feel like you're not a jerk.
I think that you are a good person because you think the best of all those people.
I want to think that, yeah.
Sure, yeah. I think you're good people.
But I've also many times had the thought, Cliff, and this is as racy as this podcast gets, but I've had the thought, seeing all these people without masks on, like, huh, like, I'm not surprised that there are so many, like, unintended pregnancies and STI infections, because clearly no one likes to wear protection.
Yeah,
like,
you can't even put on a mask. Come on.
Like, this all makes sense now. Like, yeah. So I've had those thoughts too. Like, huh, okay.
What do you do? Before we end, can I tell you one more story?
Please.
So I think we've heard about a lot of companies turning to help manufacture, you know, ventilators and different sorts of masks and so on and so forth. But this one is actually Christmas themed. It is the first Christmas themed one I've heard of these. So there's a company called Christmas by Krebs, and I don't know what a Krebs is, K-R-E-B-S, but they make Christmas decorations. That is their thing. And they're like, hey, you know, there's not a lot of demand for Christmas ornaments right now, shockingly. And so they have turned their entire factory in New Mexico and their entire factory in Mexico, to making face masks for first responders and folks in hospitals, which I thought was really cool.
That's amazing.
Right? I think it's really cool that companies can take what I would think. I mean, I don't know how you take a machine that normally makes, you know, Christmas ornaments and have it make like full face shields, but somehow they do it. And I think that's really cool. It's exactly like that. You look like you should be dancing in some sort of like Middle Eastern restaurant with like all sorts of jangly things. Exactly like that.
Yeah. I love this though. I wish I knew what this was.
I think it's a table runner, maybe.
Maybe.
I guess it could be a tree skirt, but I think tree skirts usually have a little bit of like roundness to them. I don't know. It's really cool, whatever it is. I think it's a cape. It's whatever you want it to be, Heather. It's absolutely whatever you want it to be.
It could be a lot. It's coming home with me.
Absolutely.
My mom will never miss it.
No.
I don't believe she even knew that it was in a box in the garage.
Yeah.
And it is now mine.
I love it. I'm very excited. You should bring it to the office.
I'm going to bring it everywhere.
Perfect.
It's going to be great. So we'll work on our Christmas movies.
Yes.
And we're going to make our digital recommendation list for people for their shopping. I highly recommend the Echo Dot. Cliff, you're like next level guy. So you're
just get all of them. Literally all of them. Buy one for every room in your house until you run out of rooms in your house. And then start thinking about maybe if you'd like an Echo in your shed or your garage. Or you can buy Echoes for your car. You could put one in your car.
You can. Wow. Well, I guess that's the only other question I have for you, Cliff, because this thing, it can hear me pretty much everywhere on the first floor of the house.
Yeah, if you scream at it, yeah.
Do they all talk to each other? Like, or will they play different songs?
You can, it depends on how you have them set up, but it, like most, when they're playing from Amazon Music, you can only play from Amazon Music from one location at a time. But like I have Amazon Music and Spotify, so I can play them in different. But the cool thing is if you have like five or six of them, you can ask them, you can set them as a group and say, play this music everywhere. And it'll play music through my entire house, which is pretty cool. And they stay in sync. So even if like I have one in my bedroom and one in my master bathroom and they like magically listen to each other. So they don't like play over the top of each other. They're perfect. The music syncs up perfectly. So there's some fun stuff you can do with them.
So we need to work on getting Carter a drum solo live stream.
I will see what I can do. He hasn't done it in a while. He didn't do it in sixth grade. He did it in fifth grade, but I'm sure with a little bit of work, he could get back up to speed. Yes. And I played guitar the other day for the first time in like 3 years. So maybe we'll do a joint thing.
I love this.
Right?
I love this.
It's real good. It's real good.
All right. Well, hi, Jane and Jamie.
And Jamie. Hi, everyone. And hopefully, maybe. Do you think next month we'll be able to do this in the same room?
Yes.
Yes. Perfect.
I do, because we can stay 6 feet apart.
Can't we? That studio is real small, Heather.
We could find another studio to do it.
Perfect. Absolutely. We'll figure it out one way or another. Perfect. Bye, everybody.